Good morning to Jason Cans from jasoncans.com.
Good morning. Good morning.
Wow, what a day you had yesterday. It was regarding a tweet that I don't think you put forward yesterday, but what a reaction, huh?
Yeah, you know, I had posted a tweet with just some thoughts I was having and asking a question. And the question is kind of irrelevant. What happened, though, is that it ended up going viral. At this point, there have been about 52,000 people who've liked it. There's nearly 10,000 comments on the tweet that I put up yesterday. And it was just kind of an interesting observation. You know, I started by trying to read every comment and would respond to them. And it got to the point where that just became overwhelming. But the other interesting thing that happened was that it really, and I suppose this happens a lot on social media, kind of devolved into a lot of people choosing sides, name calling, and that sort of thing. And it was really kind of frustrating, I think particularly when there were some pretty evil things said by people professing to be Christians. You know, I kind of expect that from other people, but when Christians engage in that activity as well, man, it was really hard to watch some of that.
Mm. Yeah, that's a lot of reaction. I mean, 52,000 likes and over 10,000 comments.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. And so just over 24 hours, that was the case. You know, it was. And the other thing you had encouraged me, you said, you know, you take advantage of this and, you know, put up a link to your book. And so I put up a link to my book, and that has gained quite a bit of traction as well, including a lot of people accusing me of posting the original idea just so I could sell books, even though what I had posted had very little to do with my book.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, it's kind of you can't win sort of idea. But I was really trying to think about how do I show up in that social media space.
Kind of a unique experience. You never had a wave quite like that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Nothing anywhere close to that before.
All right, I'm going to change the play at the line of scrimmage. We're going to go back to the usual. Yeah. I had a thought. Well, I'll say what it was. We're not going to do it. But, I mean, I woke up this morning, and part of it was I had this thought, like, Lord, just at the beginning of the day, I'm going to throw myself on your mercy. And I felt like, you know, and I'm not one quick to say God spoke to me, but my sense back was, that's your only hope anyway. And it took me to a story that I know we both love, Luke 18, 9 through 14, the Pharisee and the tax collector. And so I'd been thinking maybe to read it. But again, we're not going to read that passage today. But I know one of the biggest things, it seems like, in my Christian life that has been the struggle is wrongly believing that God sees me based on my performance or where I'm at in sanctification. And that isn't true. And the books that have helped me, Chap Clark wrote a wonderful book called The Performance Illusion that I don't know where my copy is. And Jeff Van Vonderen wrote Tired of Trying to Measure Up. And then Jerry Bridges, you and I both talked about Transforming Grace. But, I mean, isn't that something you struggle with? I mean, the idea of believing God sees you based on how well you're living?
Yeah, I think that's a daily battle. You know, I think because I'm so aware of my stumblings and failures,
right?
You know, and to remember that doesn't affect how God views me, but that's really tough. I think a lot of times because I'm so prone to self judgment that I assume God must see me in that way too.
And I'll say this about me at least, and you could, I mean, but I think by beginning the day, even in bed, and saying, God, I'm just going to throw myself on your mercy, and feeling like the Spirit's response is, that's your only hope. Which, Luke 18, the Pharisee and the tax collector, that's the point, right? Your only hope. So
exactly.
All right. Personality quiz. Personality quiz. Are you more likely to trust your experiences or your conceptions?
Did you say conception?
Conceptions, what you conceive,
yeah, probably that. Probably more likely to trust my conceptions.
All right, 52. Are you more inclined to feel down to earth or somewhat removed?
That's a tough one for me. Probably somewhat removed.
Mm-hmm. 53. Do you think of yourself as a tough-minded person or a tender-hearted person?
Tender-hearted.
That was the first one of 53 that I wrote down the letter before you answered.
Well, I'm glad that you wrote that letter.
Yeah, I wrote the answer.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Finally, do you value in yourself? Do you value in yourself more that you are reasonable or devoted?
Reasonable.
There we go. All right. You know what? We're out of time today, so we kind of did. We did talk scripture and we did talk some things. So.
All right.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. There we go. Jason Kanz from jasoncanz.com here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Best 5 minutes of the day. We're asking you, though, on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group this morning and on the listener line at 396-1670. It's junk food day. So, Caleb, the obvious question is,
what's your favorite junk food?
Of course. Heather is saying in the Facebook group, barbecue twists. Okay.
Is that like barbecue chips?
I think kind of like that.
But something a little, okay.
Yeah, the Pamela Martin. I don't think she's the one who played Nancy Drew on TV, but Hershey's with almonds.
Very good.
Sounds like a dessert, but very good. And Ashley, also ice cream. So somewhere along the way, we're going to have to define what is a junk food.
Well, that's, we were talking about this off the air. What's the line of delineation between a dessert and a junk food? Because this is America.
Yes.
And we have both.
So, absolutely.
Join the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group and let us know your favorite junk food.
WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. We've got our latest parking lot picnic today and one of the area's newest food trucks, the Batter's Box, Caleb.
Absolutely. Cannot wait for Joseph and the crew to join us here starting at 11 a.m. And we want to go through again. This is kind of some baseball themed fare here. Incredible, incredible batting order in the lineup. If you look at their menu, we posted it in the parking lot picnic Facebook event. This is what they'll be serving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Starting off with the classic all-beef dog. You got the relish, the onions, the ketchup, and the mustard.
And now, again, all of these dogs, they're all beef. They're quarter-pound hot dogs. So this isn't your standard fare. This is a big hot dog. How about the chili cheese dog? We're talking chili, cheese sauce, onions, and shredded cheddar cheese, and they're very generous with that portion.
Mm-hmm. Also, the ultimate bacon cheese dog. You got cheese sauce, shredded cheddar cheese, and smoky bacon crumbles on that quarter pound all beef dog.
This is really intriguing me. It's the maple bacon jalapeno dog from the Batter's Box. Wisconsin maple syrup drizzle, smoky bacon crumbles, and jalapeno peppers.
That is interesting.
That's very interesting to me. I may have to give that one a shot today, but all of it looks so good.
Elks batting fifth in the menu lineup is the barbecued pulled pork sandwich. If you're thinking it's all hot dogs, and those are great dogs, we mentioned the top four in the order, but they do have the barbecued pulled pork, also with tangy barbecue sauce, onions, jalapenos, and sweet and spicy pickles.
Whoa, that sounds phenomenal. And then if you cannot get enough of pulled pork and want to be a little adventurous like with the maple bacon jalapeno dog, how about the maple bacon jalapeno pulled pork sandwich from the Batter's Box? That's barbecue pulled pork, Wisconsin maple syrup drizzle, again, those smoky bacon crumbles and the jalapenos on there.
Mm. Boy, batting seventh, bases loaded nachos, tortilla chips with cheese sauce, shredded cheese, onions, and jalapenos.
And you can see from the pictures, and Joseph told me as well, he's like, yeah, our nachos are oversized. Let's have some big portions there. The chili cheese nachos, tortilla chips with chili, cheese sauce, and onions, a classic.
Mm. And batting ninth in the menu order is the barbecue pulled pork nachos. That sounds delicious. Tortilla chips with barbecue pulled porks. Jalapenos, onions, shredded cheddar cheese, cheese sauce, and tangy barbecue sauce.
And also they've got kettle chips, peanuts, cotton candy, cold drinks as well. Yeah. That's the Batter's Box here from 11 to 7 today.
It is junk food day. And so we're asking you at the listener line, 396-1670, what is your favorite junk food? And not a lot of responses there on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. We're getting some more, and the latest is Marie, who says chocolate anything, but we're needing to define just what is junk food.
Yeah, and that's a difficult term because, as we mentioned before, this is the great United States of America, and so we not only have junk food, we have junk food and desserts. So I would contend that if you're saying ice cream, love ice cream, come get some from Olson's today, I would say that's a dessert, not necessarily a junk food. Junk food, I would say, again, personal definition, donuts, candy bars, Little Debbie's snack cakes, potato chips, things of that, Cheetos. That would be my personal definition of junk food.
However, if I look it up on the National Day calendar, National Junk Food Day, there is a picture with a big burger and a piece of pizza and donuts. They've got popcorn and chips and ice cream and nuts. And there's, say, junk foods by definition typically contain high fats, sugars, salt, and calories and very little nutritional value.
Well, very little nutritional value fits everything.
Right. Well, too. All right. Well, it is Junk Food Day, and we're asking you on the listener line at 396-1670 or on the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group, what is your favorite junk food? And Vicky says Little Debbie Nutty Bar. Oh, those are good.
Those are phenomenal.
Those are. Oh, thank you, Vicky. Or else the Licorice Cherry Bites. And she says that she's not really doing a whole lot of junk food these days, so she can have wedding cake this spring as Smart. Both of her sons are getting married.
It's a good trade-off, Vicky.
Yeah.
We're not necessarily saying everybody should go out and eat junk food. We're just saying it's Junk Food Day. And if you were to indulge, what would you have? However, we've got lots of great food for you here today.
Yes, absolutely. Save the Little Debbie Nutty Bars for another time and have something here today. All right, what else? There was something from
PCB John. Yeah, he weighed in with his favorite junk food snack.
Yeah, we can hear this in his own voice.
Nacho cheese chips with a Dr. Pepper.
Mm. There you go.
He sold it well.
Trust the doctor.
Okay.
So, speaking of food, but more the fast food variety, this was it. You've seen this before on social media and such, mm-hmm. when businesses have a sign war, which means they trade good-natured insults back and forth. So again, yeah. It's all in good fun. Well, this happened in Missouri, and a lot of times it's local businesses like a car parts place or something. Well, this was a McDonald's and a Dairy Queen in Missouri, and now more local businesses are joining in on the beef, pun intended.
So the dairy, we started with, it all began when the McDonald's location used its sign to say, "Hey DQ, want to have a sign war?"
The Dairy Queen responded, "We would, but we're too busy making ice cream."
McDonald's clapped back, "That's cute. Our ice cream makes itself."
DQ then took a jab at McDonald's ice cream machines, infamous for often being broken, replying, "You mean it actually works?" Shocker.
I love that. McDonald's followed with, "Wow, salty like our world-famous fries."
Good. That's a good one. But the McDonald's and Dairy Queen aren't the only Marshfield, not Wisconsin. This would have been cool in Marshfield. Marshfield, Missouri businesses jokingly going after each other. The Marshfield Area Chamber of Commerce, which is documenting the back and forth in a Facebook post, so check that out, has been adding photos daily of new entries in the sign war from various local businesses. An area Wendy's recently joined in on the fun, taking a dig at McDonald's and going after the fries. You know, Wendy's is really going after McDonald's fries, and they're saying hot and crispy fries don't arch.
Yeah, other businesses from a local Mexican restaurant, fruit stand, temp agency, Domino's, Sonic, and more have all given their 2 cents worth as well.
A local Mexican restaurant wrote on a neon sheet of paper in its window, "Nacho average sign, P.S. We have fried ice cream."
There you go. Yum. So that's fun when that kind of thing happens.
Well, we have the best ice cream here today, Havel.
Olson's, check it out. Lots of flavors to choose from. And of course, the Batter's Box, one of the newest food trucks in the area. We went through the menu earlier and it's fantastic.
Well, sometimes in your job, maybe if you've worked retail, you've been asked by customers or by guests a question that you're saying, pretty sure you could have figured that out.
Uh-huh.
But you can't say anything. You need to be kind. If you're a follower of Christ especially, got to be kind. I'm not sure what the responses were to these questions when they were asked at Yellowstone National Park, but at least stifled laughter, I would think, would come with some of them.
And I am trying to, I had it earlier, and I'm trying to find...
Well, let's start with this. When you're the oldest national park in the world, you already know you're going to have a very broad swath of people showing up to visit year in and year out. This also includes people with some particularly odd questions.
Very good. And so let's begin.
This is from a TikTok page, and these are actual questions that were actually asked by tourists at Yellowstone.
Somebody actually asked, are the bison animatronic?
That would be cool, but no. Someone else says, do these stairs go up?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Try them and see.
Someone else asked, how much chlorine does it take to keep the lake clean?
National park, ma'am. Questions, odd but true questions that have actually been asked to the employees at Yellowstone, the Rangers at Yellowstone National Park. Does Old Faithful go off in the winter?
Okay.
All right.
Also, is the Old Faithful Inn made of real wood?
No. It used to be, but... now it's fake wood, along with the animatronic bison. And finally, real questions that have been asked at Yellowstone National Park to the park rangers and such. What time do you let the animals out of their cages?
Wow.
Oh, they roam free, sir. They roam free.
Oh, boy. There you go. WWIB. That is pretty
But when you come to our
stuff.
Parking lot picnic today, any questions you might have, we will be happy to answer them.
But the thing is, people say, and they really say this in the classroom, right, that there's no dumb questions.
It's
so
good that people ask, right? How
Absolutely.
Else do we learn?
Otherwise, we're afraid to ask. WWIB Planet Shakers and the WIB Wake Up Show on this junk food day. And we're asking you on the listener line at 715-396-1670, as well as the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, what is your favorite junk food? And various answers, Caleb. Jeff saying Oreo cookies.
Very good.
Somebody who goes by Heavenly Chicks says anything chocolate. Denise says ice cream. And Sue says the always delicious puppy chow. Puppy chow qualifies. It's hard to beat puppy chow.
Puppy chow is incredible.
I know
incredible.
It.
Shout out to my sister Lydia, who's one of the biggest puppy chow fans that I know. And how do you make your puppy chow? Extra powdered sugar, extra peanut butter, because I think you have to put extra something in there so you have that personal twist.
Something I've gifted you with in the past is trail mix. And I've Very wondered, good. Is trail mix, is that junk food or is that, I haven't really, I don't think of it as junk food. Because there's, like, raisins in there.
It's not health food, but it's not junk food. Yeah. It's like this delightful little nexus in between where you don't have to feel quite as guilty about it.
There you go. WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. We've done this before, but it's always a service to the listeners because people, you know, certainly in the great transition, applying for different jobs, it's hard to keep keep folks these days, you know?
And this keeps happening. Mm-hmm. So Career Builder dug up some real-life examples of resumes that not the top of the heap. Not the top of the heap, actual resume miscues, mistakes. These were actually on real resumes.
All right. First one, the candidate called himself a genius and invited the hiring manager to interview him at his apartment.
I'm not going to come to your place. You got to come to me because I'm a genius. Another one actually happened. Candidate's cover letter talked about her family being in the mob.
Wow.
That's a pretty good reason to hire me.
Kind of threatening, right? Wow. Another one, a candidate applying for a management job listed gator hunting as a skill.
That is a skill, a real skill. Candidate specified that her resume was set up to be sung to the tune of the Brady Bunch.
Wow.
Actually, for various jobs, I feel like that's a creative on your hands right there.
I guess so. That's a story of a man named Brady. Candidate claimed to be able to speak Antarctican when applying for a job to work in Antarctica.
That's a language that I didn't know.
I hadn't heard of that one.
Bouts.
Have they translated the scriptures into that yet?
Not so good resume mistakes. Career Builder dug these up, things that actually happened. Candidate's resume had a photo of the applicant reclining in a hammock under the headline, "Hi, I'm," and listed their name, "and I'm looking for a job."
Well, you know.
While they're in the hammock.
But they did get the resume out.
Get me out of this hammock.
Candidate listed to make dough as the objective on the resume.
If you're looking for work at a bakery, makes sense. Otherwise, maybe revise the language. And finally, not so good resume mistakes from Career Builder. Candidate's cover letter contained LOL.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Use that in your text, maybe not your resume.
I guess. So, hey, the question of the morning has been, what's your favorite junk food? Because it's junk food day. You took a call.
Yeah, Steve from Conrath said, this is my favorite junk food. He said, I like it. It doesn't like me so much afterward. He said, I got to go with the Ruffles sour cream and cheddar chips, the Ruffles chips. And he said, yeah, I opened that bag and it's really hard to stop.
I had some Ruffles yesterday, actually. And
they're
finally, Cliff and Spooner are checking in on the listener line at 396-1670. Favorite junk food, he says, this morning, going with cracked black pepper kettle chips and most any chocolate, but especially peanut M&Ms.
Mm. I'd go with peanut butter just personally, but peanut solid as well.
Fantastic. All right. Thanks to everybody. Always interactive, that listener line on this show for the full 3.5 hours.